All right. Hello, hello. Tyler Bryden here. Hope everything's going well. If you like this video, like, comment, subscribe, help the algorithm do its thing, all that wonderful stuff. It was a very exciting weekend for me. And the reason was Beyonce's Renaissance dropped. And, you know, it might be weird, talking about natural language processing and technology and development and all this stuff. But at the core level, I'm an avid music fan. I'm a huge lover of hip-hop, of R&B, of soul, of dance music, of electronic. And Beyonce came with this, and I'm a super Beyonce fan. So this was wonderful, a wonderful way to spend the weekend. Had a lot of fun listening to this. And a couple disclaimers: this is not a review. I don't have the credibility to review Beyonce. I don't have the plaques. I don't have anything to really allow for me to do this. But this is just a reaction and a couple notes and thoughts as I've been listening to this album, and I'm going to continue to listen to this a lot more because there's some incredible bangers on it that I'm very excited about before already. Disclaimer two, I'm part of the LGBTQ plus community. So there are some, a lot of people have talked about this to being an ode to the Black LGBTQ plus community. And that resonates with me. Obviously, I'm not fully, fitting some of those descriptors, but at the same time, I think it's a really powerful, beautiful thing, and that, brings me towards the album in an even more sort of powerful way. So I'm thankful for her to do this, and for her to continue to be sort of a part of culture and pushing culture, and that just makes me incredibly excited and grateful. And I know there's a lot of people out there, dancing to this, filled with joy and filled with love because of it. Disclaimer three, I have been to a Beyonce concert, Jay-Z, Beyonce, the Carters, Everything Is Love tour. Besides DJ Khaled opening being a little whack, that was an amazing concert, and I'm so grateful that I got to go. And I have spent years listening to Beyonce Lemonade, which is now 6 years ago, which I didn't even realize. One of my favorite albums of all time, something I continuously go back and listen to. And I think this Renaissance has many of those threads to it, especially on a couple songs, and I will touch on a couple of those songs. So a couple other things. First of all, there's some crazy headlines around this album already. Like, can Beyonce go back to just being a pop star? So, talking about her comments on social statements and issues, things in the past that she's done. Other people saying that it's sort of a chaotic mess of an album. You can see I've been scrolling and reading in this. So a lot of people sort of talking about a little bit more chaotic than some of the past albums, which maybe could be true. But in general, I think one of the other common threads through it is that it's a complete, a very enjoyable listen, very fun to listen to. You can play it start to finish and you can feel very happy after. And you can see some of the reviews. I'm gonna link all these as I always do. I love linking linking all this, couple paywall backed ones. But overall, there's some people who think maybe not as tight and maybe not the sort of masterpiece that Lemonade was, I can see why that sort of maybe criticism is leveled. But for me, I'm just so excited by the whole thing that I can't really do that. And to share my excitement, let's see if I can find this video. You can see this is my dance ode session through her last night. Let's see if I can get this full screen here. So a couple sparklers. Okay, so that's that's my reaction to that's my reaction to the album. you know, there's a couple songs that really stuck out to me. So Alien Superstar is one of them. Heated is another one of them. I'm not going to go through track by track. This is just a high level, reaction to this. I'm already 5 minutes in. I've given you nothing of value. So you can see I'm just pouring out of enthusiasm without really giving any insight here. I am not Fantano or any of these people with that. A couple other things that I just think of, though, when I think of this is like Beyonce at a core level is a monopoly. And when she, you know, when she drops an album like this, I don't know if there was a lead up to this. I know, you know, Break My Soul, which was a song that at first listen I liked and then now love, continues to like fire me up. And I went to the gym and worked out before this listening to the album. And so the rollout to me wasn't that massive. I didn't know that single was coming out. I didn't know when this album was coming out. And maybe that's just me missing announcement, me not following the right people, whatever that is online. But overall, I just thought that this was sort of an unexpected rollout for me personally. After, 6 years of relative silence, obviously there was the Carters there. But I think I've talked about it in a previous video, these unexpected rollouts or album releases are a huge driver of success in the industry right now. And Beyonce here doing this towards the tail end of summer. I wish she'd maybe pushed up a month early, but that's not for me to say. People are going to be finishing off the summer, dancing and listening to this music. And I think there was this nice alignment with COVID ending, with pandemic ending, and people going back to celebrating in clubs, celebrating on beaches, wherever they're partying, wherever they're having fun. And Beyonce is now accompanying that with some music perfectly suited to do that. So I'm going to take my headphones off. A couple other things that I that I was thinking of, or like, so Heated, second sort of favorite song. Maybe I'll put my headphones back on. I've been seeing people doing reviews and like playing just small clips of songs, and I don't know how that works, to be honest, because I don't want to get any commercial applause. Yeah, yeah. Got a lot of bands, got a lot of Chanel on me. I gotta fend myself off. I gotta fend myself off. That's just Beyonce to me at her core prime. That makes me so excited. And there's a couple others, like, just to me, beyond just great beats and great sort of transitions throughout all the songs, just some peak Beyonce moments that you live for, ones that are reminiscent to a couple moments on Everything Is Love, on Lemonade. And I'm thankful for her as she continues that she knows that she can relatively consistently hit those moments. And interestingly enough, a couple of the songs, and I believe even Heated, I read had some writing credits from Drake. And when we talk about sort of this movement towards house, this movement towards electronic and dance music, there is some really interesting trends that we're seeing here. Drake obviously releasing an album with some odes to that as well too. I don't think maybe getting the reception or delivery that he was hoping for. Unfortunately, this weekend he got had COVID, and so he couldn't do OVO Fest, which I know was disappointing for a lot of people. And then for myself, not being as, first of all, being born in 1992, I missed a lot of some of the cultural influences on this album. There's some things that I'm just unaware of, but I can hear these sort of ages and eras bleed through in a beautiful way into some of the music and some of the songs. And I know there's a lot deeper level that people are listening to this, whether they're producers, whether they're culturally in touch with this music, whether they live through this time, that probably resonates even more deeply with them. For me, it hits hard, and it already sort of transcends these things because of the knowledge that it is touching into those, even maybe without knowing every single reference. And so one thing I noticed too was just like lots of voice changes throughout the album. Sometimes even a couple moments where I'm like, almost question if this is Beyonce. And I think that was a lot of fun. It added a lot of sort of uniqueness and these moments that I think great artists now, I think of Kendrick Lamar on Damn, where it's like constantly switching up because we're such instant gratification, short focus, attention spans, that we shift into different tones, different flows. Beyonce did this many times throughout the album, and I think she did a fantastic job of just keeping up high energy and excitement throughout all of it. And there are a couple, I think, connections to some of the older albums that she's done. I think of the Lion King album, and I've got to reference exactly what song it is, but it relatively has almost the exact same beat, so energy.
On stage, yeah. I hear you just got paid.
So this reminds me of Lion King. And so there's lots of influences that pour through, and I think even some past nods to other songs that she's done, and obviously some of her favorite music. She's sexy on the album. She says, some wonderful, fun, playful things. Beyonce has been, just being around some just beautiful, amazing women in my own life. I know how much of a role model and idol she has been to embrace femininity, to embrace woman, just embrace the power of being a woman, the power of, loving yourself, the power of living to your full self and full expression, all these beautiful things that are so valuable for us to know and understand and have as part of our lives. She's been a huge part of that for so many women across the world, and not just women, for men, for genders, for different races everywhere. And that is always something that stuck with me. I don't need to be, a woman to just connect with the music that Beyonce is making. It just transcends that, and self-love and all this stuff is such a beautiful thing. So that being said, there are some hilarious lyrics. I think of the one, "It must be the cash because it ain't your face," and my partner Monica just sort of laughed at, like, sometimes you would just, you're a conflict, Tyler, because sometimes you would just think that was a horrible line and not conscious, but the way she says it, the where it sits on the album, it's hilarious to me. And there's lots of great lines throughout this that I think I'm still going to continue to uncover. And just like any music, the more you listen to it, it builds those sort of neural pathways in your brains. You fall in love, some of it becomes more predictable, some of it becomes really exciting, and then you hit those beautiful peak moments where you're like, this is why I'm listening to Beyonce. This is why I'm so glad that she's doing this. And so for me, Beyonce's Renaissance, love it. The title here on Variety is a cathartic club-inspired masterpiece. That's their album review. I'm giving no review, really. There's no stars here at the end of this. Just a lot of love for Beyonce, a lot of love for, all the, the beautiful moments she's given me, all the self-expression she's helped given me. And I know so many people across the world. So thank you, Beyonce. Love ya. Love this album. Going to continue to listen to it. This is just a reaction, but I'll be continuing to play. And if anything more worthwhile, any insights come, I'll be sure to create another video. Otherwise, this is it. I hope you have a great rest of the day. This has been Tyler Bryden wishing you well. If you do like this, I'm going to talk more about these kind of albums, cultural moments, hip-hop, music like this that you just can't ignore. Feel encouraged to subscribe. Feel encouraged to send me a message. Always appreciate hearing from you, and excited to continue doing this. Bye-bye.